Well, I don't know how you follow that. How you follow that. Like, I mean, first of all, like, unbelievable that the fine people at the Twins Radio Network, with a straight face, did a segment playing highlights from that 13-1 shellacking. Perhaps I've seen people online saying that this was the worst Twins game they've seen all year. I'm trying to remember if there's been a season that has felt so bad. There's something about this season. I don't know if it was the expectations were good and the collapse has been so severe and so early. Last year as a Twins fan was frustrating because you felt the success and that it fell apart at the very end. So we still mostly had a good summer. It was mostly fun. You went to the ballpark. You had a good time. We just listened to a team give up. And yeah, there's emotion about the trade deadline and some of these guys aren't going to be with the team as of the end of the day. I think a lot of them shouldn't be on a team at all based on what we saw today. So I feel like venting. I think you maybe feel like venting. So let's go. 651-461-9226. Dan has a look on his face that says, I don't know that this is a good idea to Russia. Am I reading that look correctly?
I mean, you are, but let's be fair, that's pretty much how I look at you 90% of the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean, here are a couple questions to get you guys started. Should Rocco, who didn't come out to do an interview, hasn't come out of his office yet, according to the post game. What do you do with Rocco? Do you trade? So do you fire Rocco? I've been an advocate for saying that is, it doesn't do anything. But I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's changed, has it? I mean, what are you accomplishing if you're firing your manager at this point?
It tells the fans that you care. That
after you trade away most of the talent, I mean, on the team, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. You're being logical. I'm being emotional.
Okay,
I think as
fair.
A fan, you're like, get it, blow it up.
We had somebody on the text line, you know, middle of the game, sending that very message. I think a lot of the Fire Rocco stuff comes from a lack of understanding of how this team operates as a front office. Because if you think that, you know, what Rocco's doing is somehow against the wishes of, you know, Derek Falvey and Jeremy Zoll, you're just not paying attention. And if they were to fire Rocco, okay, what you're going to get is somebody who manages very much like Rocco. So I don't see the gain in that, at least not now. Now, if this team gets sold and there's, you know, a lot of organizational changes, can I see Rocco, you know, moving on? Absolutely. But not right now. I think it makes no sense right now.
Would you trade Carlos Correa? Who would you trade? And is your view on this different now than it was before the All-Star break? Because my view is different.
Oh, very much different than before the All-Star break, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you looked at this schedule coming out of the All-Star break that included three games with Colorado and three games with Washington and three games with Boston, who's in the mix for this wild card, I think you had every right to expect that the team, you know, would come out with a sense of urgency, play hard, play well, and put themselves in a position where maybe you don't trade everybody at the trade deadline. And they absolutely went the other way.
651-461-9226. Just get it off your chest. The text line is blowing up. Lots of manager discussion. I really hope that Rocco didn't come out for the post-game download because he was getting briefed that he lost his job. Worst Twins manager since Uncle Gene Mouch. Blow this team up. I don't know. Statistically, he's not the worst Twins manager.
Well, not even close, no.
There is a fascinating thing with, especially Minnesota sports, where, So I struggle with this, right? Because when you have a team that plays well in the regular season and chokes in the postseason year after year after year after year, and you could say, well, they ran in the Yankees again. You look at the Wild that can't get out of the first round of the playoffs. Am I supposed to be happy that you had a good regular season and then just choked? It is sort of the question as to what is it about for you as a fan? Is it about postseason success or is it about regular season? You know, the regular season success really is to set you up for postseason success, right? And so if you never have postseason success, then what are you doing? Does the regular season success mean anything? I don't know. I think it's a fair question. It is sort of a Minnesota special, isn't it? That we can't get out of that first round. Now, the Timberwolves have gotten out. You can lynx me all you want. But when you look at the Wild and the Twins, and right now we're thinking about the Twins, like we have one season where we got out over the last
couple of years ago. They won a wild card round.
Yeah. Is that enough?
No.
No.
No, it's not.
I don't think so. Jason, you're answering the question. All the postseason failure lays on the leader of the clubhouse, the manager. I mean, ultimately, again, this is logic biting,
yeah,
bumping heads, bumping up with emotion. And the emotion, as a fan says, I don't want to pitch this summer. I still want to be interested in what's going on at Target Field, even though post-All-Star break, the team certainly hasn't acted like they're all that interested in things.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, you know, you could pull the lever on the manager if you wanted to, right? You could do that. If you think that that's going to lead to some sort of massive turnaround, I'd love to know why.
I don't.
So at that point.
But that's not in today's era really how we deal with managers and coaches and having their job, is it? It feels more often than not when you can't fire the team, you fire the coach. And you know it's not going to make a wholesale difference. But now that's not how the Twins have operated.
It really isn't. And
but it is how most of professional sports operates, that they pull the trigger way earlier than they would have maybe even 5 years ago.
A lot of them do. I might debate that, but we're splitting hairs after a point.
It's pretty close.
It's a lot. Yeah. There are several organizations. But there's also no track record of organizations doing that and then going on to great success either. I mean, there's no... You know, there's no strategy in that that says, oh, if you do this, you're suddenly going to get better. And especially with this team being on the sales market,
new
ownership may come in and want new leadership in the front office. That new leadership is going to want their people in the field manager's office. I think there's maybe change coming with a sale, but I think that's down the road a bit. I don't see a whole lot of purpose in pulling the plug on anybody right now.
Rocco makes some weird decisions, says a texter, but when you don't have the players, it's hard to blame him.
And again, I would just point out, the decisions Rocco is making, he doesn't make unilaterally. He's making them in concert with the front office. And that's, you know, if you want change...
Maybe they all have to go.
Well, that's just it. If you want change, and, you know, I can understand if people do, it isn't just firing Rocco. It's you got to clear house and start over.
Well, you're not going to do that when you're on the market
Bingo.
And expecting a sale right now.
Right.
You're just not.
Exactly.
It's tough because the owners have said to you, Jason, that they're not going to spend money. It's hard to get behind them. But they do have some players that can play, so at times they are fun to watch. It's true. It is true. If you could, I would trade Correa. And some of the reports that have come out today...
I'm sorry, I'm just watching somebody get a ticket down on the street below us.
No, you're very excited.
Actually, yeah. Two people down there.
Well, yeah. move, you know.
Minneapolis is making some money.
Feed your meters, people. It's not that difficult.
I apologize. I didn't mean to derail the show. would it change Correa? If you could find, it's obviously rumors are swirling around Houston. where he still has a home and he still knows a lot of people in that organization. If Houston would be willing to pick up a significant portion of the contract, they're not going to eat the whole thing. You know, cross that hope right off the list. If they would be willing to pick up a significant portion, a little over half, maybe to two thirds, yep, I'd trade Carlos because I'd rather have Brooks Lee playing shortstop every day for this club right now.
I saw a text, I think it was from Bobby Nightingale, or a tweet.
Tweet, yep.
I call it a text.
You call it whatever you want.
I think it's a post. It's an X. Where he said that, and he was reporting that Carlos has told friends on the Houston Astros that he would waive his no trade clause to go back to Houston.
Right.
Which I would say, first of all, like, man, I don't really care for that. Right? Like, I get it. You're going to talk to friends. You're a normal human. You get to talk to your friends. But when you're trying to fill some seats over at Target Field, that doesn't help. I don't think that helps. For how much money he's getting paid to be like, yeah, I'd get out of here. Like, yeah. I don't love it. I don't love it. Let's go to Mike in St. Cloud. Mike, it's your chance to vent. What do you got to say about this Twins team?
Well, Jason, they seem to be drawing decent crowds. I mean, they said they had a decent crowd today.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you wonder, you know, after tonight. I mean, I've followed them for years. Is Buxton still going to be here? Is Joe Ryan? I mean, you maybe want to build around those guys. You know, I mean, what? I had heard a rumor that the Phillies were interested in Buxton and Duran. What are you going to, you know, you better get something good then.
Yeah, you got, and it seems like there's a bidding war going on for Duran, which, you know, good, right? Like, I think if you're the Twins right now, there's nobody that is untouchable if you can get enough pieces in return, enough real stuff. So do you trade? Do you trade Duran? I would, like, with the way he throws, you know, the clock is sort of ticking on him. He's such a hard thrower, and he's been incredible for the Twins. Not as dominant as he was maybe 2 years ago, but, like, still pretty darn consistent. So if you could get something for him, it makes sense to me.
And you look at Buxton, you know, I mean, I think he's playing the best that he's played in years, you know. He's having a good year. He hasn't been injured much, and you know, you kind of want to build around him a bit, you know.
Buxton would be, if I had to pick one guy that I wouldn't want to trade, it would be Buxton.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And given his given his comments at the All-Star game about, you know, obviously he has a no trade clause and he's like, I want to be a Twin. I would be shocked if he got moved. Absolutely shocked.
Or Joe Ryan, you need the pitching. You know, you could build, and he's not even a free agent yet. I don't think, is he?
Not yet. Not a free agent. Neither is Duran or Jax. Those guys are still under control for a couple more years apiece. Which means the flip side of that is it means you have a lot of leverage in terms of getting good prospect players back and prospect players that are close to the major leagues rather than like the 19-year-old kid that they got for Paddock who won't see the big leagues for 3 years at least.
Oh, I don't even know who they got for him.
Yeah.
I heard he was traded, but...
Yep, he was traded off and they got like a prospect out of
They got a catching prospect that's playing in below the A-ball league. So.
Right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Jason, do I think Rocco is sending a message to management by putting Cody Clemens into pitch? Interesting.
It is.
Let's think about that.
Okay.
We'll break. More text coming in. We're just letting everybody. This, when you have a team like the Twins give up, sort of like they did today, you know, it's healthy to get it off your chest. Take it out on the radio instead of like when you get home from work. 651-461-9226. Drive time back in a minute. Urban and Gerber, it's bringing us the forecast, air quality alert the rest of the week. Tonight, low of 59. Tomorrow, pretty good day, high of 79. regular show gets going right at 4. Texter's saying, I think correctly, Rocco taking Jax out has nothing to do with wanting to send some sort of message. While Jax could have gotten out of that jam that he created, it likely would have taken another 20 pitches. So it didn't make a lot of sense when you're already in the middle of a blowout. I think that's probably correct. We'll see. All the sports writers saying Johan Duran expected to be gone and traded by the end of the day. So we'll see. We'll see who all goes. And you still, one texter saying, as painful as it is, the true baseball fan will root for the home team, win or lose. It's only a game. Have fun with it. It's still like, even when the team stinks, it is, without a doubt, incredibly fun to go to Target Field. It's just harder to motivate the casual fan to get out there when the team doesn't win. That's all. At least try. Dan and I are going to spend the last 2 hours of this show executing at a Minnesota Twins level. So you're going to want to stay tuned.